Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on February 23 regarding Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Guider, G-E-I-T-E-R. Karen Guider is a 59-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 2-10-21. This was during indoor recess, and she did not know what hit her. Paired, quote, I had very bright white flying, white wings flying in the dark. Paired then stood up, and a woman came running over to me saying, I'm sorry, I will never do that again. Paired, I didn't know what happened. Paired, I was not myself. Paired, woman had special needs, student, and was holding on to a hula hoop with the special needs student holding it on the other end. But the woman swung the child on the scooter and struck Ms. Guider from behind. Period. I went up in the air and landed on my back. Period. End quote. She was seen at virtual emergency room the same day. Period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware from final diagnosis. Period. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Guider alleged that during indoor recess, she was struck from behind by a student on a scooter being pushed by an adult. But as a result, she claimed injuries to her head, comma, neck, comma, shoulder, comma, back, comma, and arms. Period. Treatment records show she was seen at the emergency room on 2-13-20, period. She denied loss of consciousness after this incident, but did report dizziness, headache, nausea, and difficulty focusing. Period. She had been seen in the emergency room where a CAT scan of the head and neck were both normal. Period. She was then advised by her primary care physician or workers' compensation for further evaluation. Period. She called to find out about workers' compensation when she was advised they did not have any paperwork for her incident. Period. However, she asserted she called the incident report in yesterday. Period. She has already spoken to a lawyer yesterday as well. Period. The patient's husband stated her behavior has been off and states she has been taking naps, which she never does, and reports that her speech is not normal. Period. She reported a mild, dull headache with intermittent nausea and photophobia. Period. She has been able to drive her personal vehicle. Period. History was remarkable for a concussion, as well as gastroesophageal reflux disease and kidney stones. Period. She had undergone finger surgery and foot surgery. Period. She was a current everyday tobacco smoker. Period. She was evaluated and found to be neurologically intact with no deficits. Period. The head was normocephalic and there were no documented signs of bruising or lacerations. Period. She did undergo a CAT scan of the head that was read as unremarkable with no interval change compared to a study of 3 days earlier. Period. In paragraph, she then followed up at Virtual Occupational Health on 2-24-20. Period. She complained of widespread symptoms. Period. And in her course of treatment to date, period. In addition to her position with the insured, she was a semi-professional ballroom dancer outside of the Board of Education and is physically active. Period. There was diffuse tenderness posteriorly at the scalp, especially with no bruising at that time. Period. She did have bilateral photophobia, initially having sunglasses over her regular glasses. Period. Clinical exam was otherwise relatively unrevealing. Period. Active forward flexion was to about 30% of normal, as was backward extension. Appeared she had moderate tenderness, palpation over the cervical spine, muscles without spasm. Period. They diagnosed her with concussion without loss of consciousness, comma, sprain of the neck, comma, contusion of the thorax, comma, sprain of the lumbar spine and pelvis, comma, as well as strain of the rotator cuff. Period. She was scheduled to see a neurologist on 3/5/20. Period. Physical therapy was also ordered, and she was prescribed ibuprofen. Period. New paragraph. On 3/5/20, she was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Siddiqui. Period. He diagnosed cerebral concussion with post-concussion syndrome, comma, cervical strain, comma, and thoracic strain, for which he also recommended physical therapy and removal from work. Period. At the next visit, he referred her to an ophthalmologist for blurred vision and her inability to read. Period. Telemedicine visit was conducted on 5/14/20. Period. Ms. Goddard complained of occasional ringing in her ears and pain in her abdomen, comma, ribs, comma, shoulders, comma, and upper back. Period. She was not taking any medication currently. Period. The therapist had given her a home exercise program. Period. He cleared her to return to work full duty and follow up with him in 2 weeks. Period. On 5/28/20, Ms. Goddard complained of hearing high-pitched sounds in her ears. Period. She also had a recent gastrointestinal workup for stomach problems that she stated was normal. Period. She related that the specialist told her that, in his opinion, her stomach problems are related to post-traumatic anxiety disorder. Period. Dr. Siddiqui referred her for a one-time need for treatment, neuropsychological evaluation to address causality. Period. She did continue to see Dr. Siddiqui on 6/18/20, when he wrote Dr. McGowan recommended 6 visits of psychotherapy. Period. On 1/7/21, Ms. Guider complained of neck pain and at times pain radiating down her left lower extremity from her spine. Period. Her ophthalmological problem has resolved. Period. He again reviewed the findings of her cervical spine CAT scan that day. Period. They discussed the possibility of injections or surgery. Period. She was afraid of both options and would not consider them at that time. Period. He prescribed Flexeril and deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. On 6/10/20, the petitioner was evaluated psychologically by Dr. McGowan, MC, capital G-O-W-A-N. Period. He documented her mechanism of injury and course of treatment to date. Period. She had previously seen Dr. Sadwin, S-A-D-W-I-N, over a 4-year period, which was her only experience with mental health treatment. Period. She also had a history of prior concussion in either 1997 or 1998. Period. She was involved in treatment for 4 years, primarily with neuropsychiatrist Dr. Sadwin. Period. Her treatment included biofeedback and cognitive therapy. Period. She related this was a result of a motor vehicle accident where she was rear-ended. Period. In her opinion, she was fully recovered from this prior accident. Period. Dr. McGowan opined she may have experienced a mild and uncomplicated central nervous system grade 1 to grade 2 concussion. Period. She denied major cognitive impairments at present. Period. From a psychological perspective, he agreed with Dr. Siddiqui's opinion that she is cleared to return to full-time work. Period. With regard to her mood-related complaints. Her level of psychological distress appears far in excess of what would be anticipated given the incident she described. Paired one thing that was evident in her initial evaluation was her anger both at the contracted employee who was involved in the initial incident and what she feels was a condescending attitude by the school nurse. Paired she reiterated that she felt, quote, humiliated, end quote, with regards to the incident and her level of emotionality regarding these issues remained high. Paired expected these factors feed her ongoing upset and stress with regards to the incident in question. Paired recommended a brief trial of 6 sessions of psychotherapy and attempt to obtain the records from her prior incident and treatment. Paired understood Dr. Sadman was deceased, but there may be a mechanism of injury to retrieve these records to have a fuller understanding of pre-injury factors. Paired new paragraph on 7/17/20. A neuropsychological evaluation was conducted by Dr. K, K-A-Y, with referral of Dr. McGowan, period. In addition to the subject event sheet, claimed she had an incident with the person who was involved approximately a month or so before, and was quite insistent that the, quote, accident was purposeful, period, end quote. She complained that no one came to her help immediately after or called anyone, period. She went to the school nurse and didn't feel well and wanted to get checked and recalls feeling confused, period. She stated she did not know if any of the kids in the accident were injured, but she felt there was an, quote, endangerment issue, period, end quote. She also described having, quote, more disaster, end quote, later, when she couldn't move or do anything. Period, she reported that she hurt from head to toe. Period, the administration was never contacted about what had happened, and they didn't know anything about it. Period, she was then told to return to the emergency room where a second CAT scan was done, eventually, and reported as normal. Period, she eventually heard from workers' compensation. Period. She states she saw the video of when she was crashed into. Period, she was hit from behind by a student on a low scooter. Period, the child on the scooter was swung with a hula hoop by the individual that she had an issue with. Period, she stated this: she was hit from behind and her feet flew out in front of her and she landed on her back. Period. History was also remarkable for rheumatic fever. Period. Dr. K was in agreement with Dr. McGowan. Period. He will put minimal emphasis on the concussion and will focus mostly on her psychological distress and how she views what happened to her, especially her anger and how she was treated. Period. Her progress was monitored over the next few months, period. As of 12/11/20, she was upset about being exposed to a student who had tested positive for COVID. Period, they worked on her tendency to always think negatively. Period, she agrees she does that and will work on it. Period, they discussed this for her last visit as the insurance company would no longer cover any more sessions. Period, she was going to call next week to see if her insurance would be accepted by this office. Period. Physical exam. General appearance from the outset. She was focused on her complaints and perceived mistreatment. Period, she prattled nonstop about her employer's actions or inactions. Period, she claimed she had a weird feeling at the time of the injury. Period, she had to get treatment on her own at the emergency room on 2 occasions. Period, head, eyes, ears, normal, neurologic, normal, extremities, upper, normal, extremities, lower. Inspection revealed a healed scar on the right foot consistent with a, healed scar on the left foot consistent with bunion surgery. Appears he did have a bunion on the right foot, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. The rest of that section is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral normal. Impressions on 2/10/20. Kevin Gatter was struck from behind by a child in a scooter during recess. Appeared he was being pulled by another individual with a hula hoop at this time. Brad McGuire has asserted a similar event occurred about a month earlier, and she had a problem with this individual already. Brad, she asserted that the impact was purposeful on the part of that individual. Period. She did undergo a CAT scan of her head on 2/13/20. That was normal. Period. She came into the neurosurgical care of Dr. Siddiqui. Period. He also noted the results of a CAT scan of her neck. Period. Treatment with him continued through 1/7/21. Period. She also received psychological care from Dr. K on the dates described. Period. In paragraph, the current evaluation, the Ms. Gatter found her to be extremely focused on her subjective complaints and perceived mistreatment. Period. She asserts nobody called for the ambulance and no one gave her medical attention at work. Period. She had to take herself to the emergency room. Period. Her clinical exam was otherwise unrevealing. Period. She denied having any previous problems with the involved areas, notwithstanding the documentation of a prior concussion and motor vehicle accident. Period. No. She did admit to having anxiety and, quote, PDS, end quote, for this injury. Period. She does not take any pain or anti-inflammatory medication at this time. Period. She appears to be more functional than she would otherwise portray. Period. She has been able to return to her former full-duty capacity with the insured, but in a different building. Period. And